Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Captain America Minute, where we examine the 2011 Joe Johnston-directed feature, Captain America, the First Avenger, at the rate of 1 minute of screen time per episode. I'm one of your hosts just a few miles from Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. This is Jim O'Kane of TVDads.com.
I'm Hal Bryan, an airplane nerd from the home of the Experimental Aircraft Association here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
And I'm Brian Fees, a graphic novelist and lifelong Avengers comic book reader.
And fellas, this is an episode we've been looking forward to because we get to talk all about steak. And who better to bring into this conversation is Hannah Weeks, who is the public relations director for the big Texan restaurant and hotel and brewery and a bunch of other things out there. Hannah, thanks for coming on our show.
Howdy, y'all. Really excited to be here today. And, you know, steak, we love that subject. It's really our specialty at the Big Texan.
Awesome. Well, you're preaching to the choir here.
We do too. Although before we get started, I'd like to say maybe if you're a vegetarian listener, you might want to take a pass on this one.
Oh, there's something for everybody here.
We'll have you converted by the end. I'm just saying.
Wow. Well, Hal, give us a rundown on the steakiest episode of our show.
The steakiest episode. All right. Minute 87. In the bare interrogation room beneath the Strategic Scientific Reserve headquarters in London, Dr. Arnim Zola studies the empty gurney, his eyes catching the dried blood crusted beneath it. Realization dawns. This is no mere holding cell, but a place for brutal interrogations. The cell door swings open and an MP ushers in Colonel Phillips, who carries a metal tray. He sets it on the bare table with a deliberate clank. "Sit down," Phillips says, gesturing to the chair. Zola, wary, sits as Phillips slides the tray toward him. On it, a formal meal, steak, cutlery, and salt and pepper shakers. Zola eyes it suspiciously. "What is this?" "Steak," Phillips replies, his tone flat. "What's in it?" Zola asks. "Cow," Phillips says. "Doctor, do you realize how difficult it is to get a hold of a prime cut like that out here?" "I don't eat meat," Zola states. "Why not?" Phillips presses. "It disagrees with me," Zola answers, his voice tight. Phillips leans forward, his eyes hard. "How about cyanide? Does that give you the rumbly tummy too?" The colonel spins the tray so the meal faces his own side of the table. Phillips picks up the knife and fork. "Every Hydra agent that we've tried to take alive has crunched a little pill before we can stop him." He carves a juicy piece of steak, holding it on his fork. "But not you. So here is my..." And there ends the minute.
Right into the entree.
Yes.
Wow. Well, this is... Hannah, I have to tell you, I wasn't a lifelong Texan, but I lived there for many years, worked out in the oil fields and up toward the bottom of the panhandle where you're at in Amarillo. I have been by your restaurant many, many times. I've seen the signs on the highway. I've seen the big sign out in front of your place. But unfortunately, I've never stopped there, and I have regretted every day of it.
I know you regret it every day. That's a cardinal sin.
I know. It's terrible. It's just...
Well, that's all the time we have, folks. now that Jim has been rejected.
Yeah, no, it is a wonderful place, and it is a mecca for folks traveling on I-40 there. And I guess earlier on the famous Route 66. Could you give us a little background on your restaurant?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Big Texan was started in 1960 on Route 66 by R.J. Lee. It is still owned by the same family, the Lee family. They are now entering their third generation of ownership. So it's really incredible. But it actually, when it was bypassed by I-40, it was really economically devastating for all the businesses on Route 66. But R.J. Lee happened to own a piece of land that was kind of sandwiched between Route 66 and what eventually became I-40. And the reason he bought that piece of land was because it was outside the city limits and he could sell beer on the weekend, where that was... you could not do that inside the city limits. And so when the Big Texan closed down on Route 66, he actually made the move in one night.
Wow.
He did business on Route 66 One day, waited until everything was done, everything was clean, restaurant was closed, and packed everything and moved it to the new location. In the middle of night, in the middle of the night, and was able to have it open by lunch the next
Wow.
day.
So he must have spent months
So it
building
was
that second
really,
restaurant.
really incredible. But he went from having 200 people in a dining room to having like two people in a dining room after that bypass had happened. So it was a really, a stroke of luck that he had that piece of land. And he was just a really creative businessman, and his sons and his grandsons are as well. That's who I work with now every day, and they are just the most fun people. Like, we really, I've never worked at Disney World, but I have to imagine like it's very similar to working at Disney World. Like, we are so into it. We want you to have the most amazing cowboy experience, when you come to West Texas. And we put on a show for you, and we actually just got done with a month-long tour on Route 66, celebrating the Route 66 centennial and the Big Texan 66th birthday. And we did a 72-ounce steak challenge all the way from Santa Monica Pier to Navy Pier in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh
It
my
just,
gosh.
yeah, it took us about 28 days to do the full travel.
28 days and how many pounds of steak?
A lot. I think we served over 172-ounce steaks while we were on the road,
My word.
and they were all cooked by Danny Lee himself.
Oh,
He's
wow.
the son of RJ Lee. So we had a portable grill, like a barbecue grill. I mean, we are a ragtag group of people.
Yeah, that if I'm doing my math right, that's 2.5 tons of steak. That's amazing.
I'll give our
was
listeners a peek behind the curtain. We knew this episode was coming up, and the three, Jim and Hal and I, have been talking for days about the 72-ounce steak challenge and all the
a
different challenges and how many we think we could eat in, like 30 minutes or 20 or 60 or give me a week. But so I tell us more about that steak challenge. What are the rules? How many people did you to take up on it? How'd that go?
And also
Okay.
understand that I know that some of the record times for it, but Brian and Hal do not know about your
Oh.
record time. So I think you'll probably hear shock gasps when we get to
I love it. I love it. We'll do a quiz.
that part.
So, the 72-ounce steak challenge, it's exactly what it sounds like. It is you have 1 hour to eat 4.5 pounds of Texas top sirloin, three fried shrimp, a baked potato, a side salad, and a roll. You cannot stand up and you cannot throw up. If you complete that, you definitely won't leave here hungry, and you won't owe the Big Texan any money either. It is completely free if you finish all of that within an hour. You do not have to eat the skin of the potato. You do not have to eat any of the sauce that's provided for you. That's just there for, when things get a little rough. And that was also started in 1960, but it looked a little different. RJ Lee did like 1 pound steak relay type of thing. And that's how that number was established. In 1960, he had 12 cowboys sit down in this middle table in the dining room. We still have this setup like replicated in our current dining room. But 12 cowboys sat down, and they were the entertainment, and he served them 1 pound steaks until they couldn't eat anymore. And the cowboy who ate the most, he ate 4.5 pounds, and then he was just showing off, and he ate three more shrimp, baked potato, side salad, and a roll. And that's how that meal was determined. And I think he won a little bit of money too. Eventually, it turned into a seat at that table cost $5, and if you ate the most, you kept the pot. And so there's been a couple variations, but in 1962 was when the actual 72-ounce steak was invented, I guess what you would say, cut, carved. The 72-ounce steak was carved, and that is how we serve it today. It is a massive, massive, massive piece of steak. It looks like a roast. But it's, yeah. Honestly, when we were traveling, we had all of them on our trailer in like a freezer thing. And we were driving through the Mojave Desert and we kept getting flat tires.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't until after a couple stops through California that we were able to stop getting flat tires. And I think finally we had unloaded enough 70-pound weight off the trailer to make a difference.
It's too heavy for a trailer, is that the selling point? It's too heavy for a trailer, but a couple of cowboys can put this away.
Yeah, it's crazy. One of the Lee boys actually, he did it in an hour before. He's completed it a couple times. He tried to do it at our 66th birthday party, and he told me he just had a couple bites left. He was like, I could have done it. I just couldn't do it in an hour. I was like, I hear all kinds of excuses.
At the restaurant, how many people participate in that in, let's say, a year? I mean, do you have an idea?
In a year, oh gosh. I would say we average during our like slower times about 18 per day, and then
Oh
during
gosh.
busier
Wow.
times 30 per day.
Wow.
All right, so how many of
That
those people
makes
succeed? What's your
sense.
success rate?
Okay, so success rate is also highly variable. So it's so bizarre. We'll go long periods of time without a winner. Like during spring break, we were really busy and we went 3 weeks without a winner. But then when we finally broke that streak, we had two people finish it back to back. So
Wow.
it's kind of crazy. I would say we probably average maybe 1 to 2 per week ish, maybe. But again, you have those very weird things that happen. While we were on the tour, we had that happen where we went from Santa Monica to Pasadena, and it wasn't until we got to Barstow, and all of these had multiple challengers. It wasn't until we got to Barstow that we had three people finish it in
Wow.
Barstow, but no one finished it. And then we went a whole bunch more dates until we got to Kingman, Arizona. Did we have another finisher? Same thing, went all the way up to through all the Route 66 states. And it wasn't until we got to Illinois. And then almost, I think every night of Illinois, we had a winner. So you just, I mean, you really never know. And let me tell you about who the finishers are, because
Well,
that's
that's my
you
question, yeah.
really can't
Yeah.
guess. You cannot guess it. I bet you think it's like a big guy
Yeah.
that would watch that steak. No.
I'm thinking college kid.
It is, by and large, it's women.
Wow.
It's women who finish that steak. We had multiple women on the tour finish it. Our record holder is a woman. And yeah, you do get, if it's a guy that's finishing it, it is. He's always like a skinny, maybe even athletic kid. Very rarely do you get a big guy that's finishing it. But yeah, it's little people, little bitty people who are able to do it. And honestly, it's probably like a superpower. It has to be. The woman who holds the record, she finished it in 4 minutes and 18 seconds.
What? No, no.
Everything.
It sounded like you
Everything.
said 4 minutes and 18.
I
That's
said
not possible.
4 minutes, 18 seconds.
I mean,
Well, that's not even the crazy part, guys.
yeah.
The crazy part is that in less than 20 minutes after she made that 4 minute, 18 second record, in less than 20 minutes, she ate three of them.
Oh.
Three of them. And that's everything, the complete meal, three of them.
Oh my God.
And she was gonna eat a fourth. And then the owner stopped her. They were like, we're scared of liability.
Yeah, you're gonna send her to the hospital. You don't want nobody wants that. My God.
I've been waiting weeks to watch the reaction
That's just
when the records came in.
incomprehensible.
It
I mean,
would
that's,
take
you know,
longer than that to cut it. I mean,
yeah.
did
Well,
she pre-cut it? Well, that.
she just devours it. Like,
Oh my
I ate it
God.
all the time
She
when
Fred
you're eating
Flintstone the
it.
whole thing.
She
It was.
just picked it up, just ate it with her
No.
hands. We tell people
Oh no.
constantly, eat like a Viking. That's how you're going to win.
Now, after that, did then she like get into some sort of ship and go back to her home planet or what?
Yeah, pretty
I mean,
much.
that's not even
She's a
human.
competitive eater. Her name's Molly Schuler,
That's
and
unbelievable.
she's a competitive eater. So I actually, while we were, oh, God, our tour was like a fever dream in some situation. We were in a different city every day. There's, you're coordinating permits and logistics with all different kinds of people and municipalities. It's just a rolling logistical nightmare. And in all that chaos in Springfield, Missouri, I was in a Best Western parking lot, and this guy walked up to me, and the first thing out of his mouth was, "I ate 39 eggs in 8 minutes against Molly Schuler."
Wow.
Like, what?
It's a Cool Hand Luke challenge. It's
Yeah.
a
Like,
holy smokes.
okay,
Wow.
how can I help you?
Yeah.
And he was
I'm
like, "I
sorry, sir.
want to
This is
eat
an
this
Arby's.
steak." And I was like, "Absolutely, let me go get." And
And how did he
so
do?
that was our challenge, one of our challengers that day, and it was just one of the most insane experiences I've ever had.
I have to ask how you wound up with the career that you've chosen. How have you wound up with Big Texan?
It's very interesting. So I did campaigns for years. I worked in politics, and I campaigned for about 10 years and just have always been a very active community member and stuff like that. And I retired after the 2024 election and just decided I wanted to do something different. And I actually applied to be a server at the Big Texan,
Gosh.
and started out as a server and had every intention of like finding a different job, like a professional job. And then I became a manager there and I really fell in love with it. And I, in the weirdest way, I built a relationship with the owners, and I began running campaigns for steak. So it's worked out very harmoniously.
Wow, that's stunning. I have to ask a couple of basic questions. I'm sure you get asked all the time. What is the most common temperature people are asking for when they order a steak at the Big Texan?
I would say people ask for medium rare most often, but we do a really good job of cooking our steak to a true medium rare or rare. And a lot of times when people are served that, they're like, "Actually, I think I want medium."
Well, I've got
So
to ask you
I would say somewhere between there.
I have a very personal question along these lines. My wife likes her steak nowhere near mooing. She asked for medium well. What she really wants is well, but she's ashamed to ask for well. Is that a crime against humanity? And can I tell her that you said so?
So I gave a guy a lot of grief on the tour because he wanted a well-done steak and then he asked me for ketchup.
No.
So
Why don't you just have
listen,
grilled cheese at that point?
I am all about you enjoying your steak. I like to poke and have fun. But yeah, well-done steak, that's where we draw the line. No more. No, I'm just kidding.
I
We
appreciate
want
that.
you to enjoy your steak. So I will always say when you order a well-done steak, I'm like, it's gonna be a minute, like a well-done steak does not come out fast. So just be aware of that.
Also, I have a technical question. Is prime rib considered a steak?
Prime rib is actually a rib eye. But it is on a like a big large slab, and so in the restaurant, like when you order prime rib, we cut it off the slab right then and there for you. So it is the freshest meat you can get, and all of our beef and produce is Texas produce, Texas raised beef, Texas raised produce. It is the best that money can buy. And if you, just so you know, because none of y'all are in Texas, right?
Not right in the moment,
Not right
No.
now.
Unfortunately. Well, fortunately for you, we've launched our mail order beef program. You can actually go to bigtexan.com and you can order our beef or chicken to be delivered straight to your door.
Oh, this is very dangerous.
Yes, I'd actually just pulled that
Hal is
up.
bringing it up. He's got his
I had
credit
actually
card in
brought
his
it up,
hand.
yeah, right before we started, and I saw the mail order thing. I can get that 72-ounce steak shipped to me.
Now, I've got a question
That's
about
staggering.
back to cooking steak. Do you do anything there to pre-prepare it? Do you marinate it? Do you let it sit in a rub for a day? Is it just a piece of meat with a little salt and pepper on it? How do you prepare it to cook it?
So they age the steaks. I believe they want it aged for about 45 days. And then they bring the slabs to the restaurant from the meat aging storage facility. And they cut it from there. And then they will add a little bit of we have a Big Texan steak seasoning. That is like a proprietary blend that RJ and his sons made.
Salt and pepper and
And
garlic.
yeah, it's a, you know, there's other stuff. It's proprietary.
Okay. Yeah.
It's top
Secret
secret.
sauce. That's a
Yes. No
It's
industrial
really good.
espionage,
It's
Brian.
really
Please go ahead.
my favorite is potatoes with it. It's so good. But yeah, we sprinkle a little bit of that on there and they're going to be cooked the day they're cut. Usually is how that goes. We don't like any leftovers or anything like that. Again, we want to serve you the very best steak we possibly can.
When is the busiest day or weekend of the year for you guys? When does that usually occur, or is it just a constant rush?
It is, usually either the Saturday before the 4th of July or the Saturday after the 4th of July is our absolute busiest day. But Christmas time, we also come pretty close with a rivalry there. Even Christmas Day can rival our busiest day of the year because we are open 365 days a year.
Wow.
Curious about Mother's Day and Father's Day. Are those big days for you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Father's Day, we've been serving breakfast again for a little under 2 years. And Father's Day was really interesting because we had a huge breakfast crowd. And I think that shocked everybody a little bit just because, you know, you get used to a certain pace for how your day is going to go. And when something out of the ordinary happens and it's like, I'm having to call in servers right now. Like, what's happening? What's going on? Maybe we need to make notes for next year.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like, I mean, steak and eggs, gosh, I'm
Well,
hungry
we're
for
all
that.
salivating.
Yeah, we're absolutely.
All right, Hannah,
Speaking of, oh,
go
go ahead.
ahead. I
I
was
was
going to say,
speaking.
I'm curious about the contrast between your former job and your current job. And I'm wondering if it's easier to be a spokesperson for slabs of meat who can't talk back.
Well, you know, I used to be in the business of high stakes and now I'm in the business of big steak.
Nice. Oh,
So
well played. Oh.
I love it. I really do. Politics is hard, you know, and more power to the people who are like having the good fight and stuff like that. But I wanted to put smiles on people's faces. And I'm doing exactly that in Amarillo, Texas.
I think
Perfect.
I think steak is the most bipartisan of all the food
Exactly.
groups.
Absolutely. Hannah, I just had a quick question. You mentioned that, that original 12-seat table that you've recreated that layout in the current dining room. Is that the table I see in the middle on the live stream from your webcam?
No,
Oh,
actually.
okay.
I mean, it's similar, but if you could see an extension from that live stream camera right in front of that stage is a section we call mid eight, and it's eight tables. It's
Okay.
massive. But that's more like how it would have looked in the original dining room.
Gotcha.
I have I,
And
as a former restaurant worker, I was just wondering what's your layout of two tops to four tops? Do you have booths and things, or how does that all work out?
We do have booths. The walls are lined with booths, but we can seat over 500 people fully seated in our dining room. We have a downstairs and upstairs. We have everything from two tops all the way to 10 top tables. And it, we listen, crazy things happen there, y'all. I have a reservation tonight for 114 people that I met also. Different time, same Best Western parking lot as the egg guy. They're a group of Germans traveling Route 66 for the centennial. Met them, invited them to the restaurant, made a reservation. They're going to come back two more times on
Oh
their
my
tour.
gosh.
So I'm going to go in and host them tonight. But we have groups like that, like mega sized groups, just walk in cold, no reservation, never made a call. And I
Oh
don't understand.
no.
But we are
Wow.
happy to host you. I just, it's crazy that, a place can accommodate a group of 30, a group of 50, a group of 80 with no notice. We can make it happen.
That's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
And guys, I'm thinking, 114 people, are they going to notice three more?
No,
Three
no,
guys kind of sneak it in
we
at
can slip
end of
right
the
in.
table full of
You know some
Germans.
German, right, Helen?
Yeah,
You can
exactly.
come on,
Well, we
get in
could.
here. Come on.
Yeah, wow. It's I something strikes me. Have you had any weddings there?
We have not had a wedding yet, but we had a marriage proposal just
Oh
a
my.
few months ago, actually. It was so cool.
Wow, will you be my cowgirl? I can just say it.
Exactly. It's
Oh, that's
amazing. I
beautiful.
want to host a wedding. I invited a couple that the fiance tried the steak challenge when we were in Santa Rosa, New Mexico at the Blue Hole. And I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Come to the Big Texan. And she was like, we might. I want to have my baby shower there. So I'm all about it. I want to do Vegas style weddings. They're going to be Amarillo style weddings.
My
Wow.
word.
Yeah. Instead of Elvis, you could have Buddy Holly or somebody come down from Lubbock.
Big
There
Pat.
you go.
Oh, this is awesome. Wow. Well, Hannah, thanks so much for being a part of our show. This show is airing the day before 4th of July. So what could be more American than having a good, great big steak at the Big Texan? You're on I-40. What exit are you at on I-40?
Either 74 or 75, depending on which direction you're coming from. But if you type Big Texan into your GPS, it'll take you straight to our front door. And
Awesome.
if you visit bigtexan.com, you can order our steak to be delivered to you.
I think Hal's already got his order in.
Yeah.
I'm over here
He's
looking. You've got the
wearing
seasoning, you've got the.
he's got a bib and he's holding a steak knife and
I'll
fork in his
go
hands already.
find your package and give it a little kiss for you, make sure it gets to
And
Wow.
that big steak and Big Texan steak plate is just fantastic. That's absolutely
Do you sell buckets for the
gorgeous.
losers? I was just thinking about that too. It's
He
there must be.
or is there a hat of shame or something?
We call it the shirt of shame, actually. You get
Oh,
a t-shirt
great.
if you win or lose the steak challenge.
All right,
So
all bases
if you
covered.
lose, how much does it cost? You got to pay for it then, right?
Yes, it's $72 if you do it in the competition style, and that's served at a discount because we do make you get up on a stage and
Yeah, that's
in front
okay.
of a live
Yeah.
stream camera.
Well, you got to go big or go home. That's the way it is.
Exactly.
That's all
I don't
right.
know.
I don't know where else I'm going to get a good steak dinner for a dollar an ounce, for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got 1 hour to do it.
Do you get to keep the leftovers?
Yeah, you do get to keep the leftovers.
Okay.
A bargain. It's a
Yes.
bargain. Wow.
So guys, we go there, we do this like 3 nights in a row, and then we eat for a month.
I think this is all set. Yeah. Wow. Well, Hannah, thanks so much for being a part of our show. We're going to have bigtexan.com on a link on our website. If people would like to join our conversation, we're always available over at Camp Lehigh, the Captain America Minute listeners base on Facebook. If you do like our show, don't forget to subscribe and leave a like at the podcast streaming service where you found this episode. Also, please check out our great big website, capminute.com, for the latest about our podcast topics and guests. Have a happy 4th of July, and be sure to join us here next time on the Captain America Minute.
I can do this all day.